welcome to Unstoppable Real Estate Investing Wealth. My name is Billy Alvaro, a.k.a. the Unstoppable VA, former billion-dollar mortgage banker, gone bankrupt, turned professional real estate investor. Where each week, you'll learn the tools, strategies, systems, and secrets myself and other highly successful real estate investing entrepreneurs use to start, grow, and scale their businesses, creating massive profits, and how you can too. And we'll teach you how to put those profits to work so you no longer have to. Get ready to finally experience financial freedom and generational wealth. Now let's get started. What's up? What's up, everybody? This is Billy Alvaro, the Unstoppable BA, and this is Unstoppable REI Wealth. I am shooting still from beautiful, sunny Puerto Rico, 85 degrees, here for a month, loving life, loving this virtual investing lifestyle, and only able to do it, honestly, because of the great freaking people, teammates that I have back in the States, in New York and New Jersey. I have a team that is absolutely crushing it. I adore them. I love them. They are the best at what they do. And I have all my faith in them that they can handle things. I'm still involved. I still get involved with these deals and the business overall because I don't have a COO implementer. So I am still overseeing certain things, but my time in the main business, as I've said in other podcasts, is minimal compared to what it used to be. I'm still working my ass off 40, 50, 60 hours a week, but I'm doing it because I'm doing a lot of different projects and a lot of different things outside of just the fix and flip and the rental. So today I want to talk to you guys about buying and holding versus buying and selling or wholesaling or renovating the whole nine yards. So let me tell you the lessons first that I've learned, right? So when I got into this business, I was flat broke. You guys heard my story. If you haven't, I think it was episode either 1, 2, or 3 in the first in the podcast when I launched it. And it was my backstory, right? And I went into, you know, what I was doing. And I built this billion-dollar mortgage bank and I had all these properties and then I went bankrupt and had to sell everything and liquidate and basically started from scratch. And when I started, I was upside down to the tune of $14 million. So my plan when I had the mortgage bank and my first, when I got into this business, buying in real estate rather, first deal I did, I was 22 years old. And my mentality back then was what I wish I would have held the whole way through, which was buy and hold, right? So I started off my rental portfolio. I bought a single family property in Eagle Estates, Medford. Back then, I think it was $67,000 or $75,000. And the thing was making me about $500 a month. I mean, it was great cash flow, pain in the ass property, but a great cash flow property. Then I bought a two family in Florida. And then I bought a couple of other single families and a two family and a four family. And I just started, you know, rolling into the real estate investment world solely as a buy and hold. And my dream was to have, you know, hundreds, if not thousands when I was younger, of properties that I had under management that was just giving me the lifestyle that I wanted. And then, as they say, life happens and the shit hit the fan with the mortgage company and I had to liquidate everything and ended up starting back in 2009. Flat broke, busted, $14 million in debt. And my mindset kind of shifted because I saw that my wealth dissipated and I no longer had the real estate. And more importantly, I didn't have any cash reserves at all. So when I got back into the real estate market, my mind shifted from buy and hold to fix and flip and wholesale. And I did that specifically for one reason. I needed to, in my head, this was my own belief, I needed to build up a large base of cash so I could be comfortable to ensure that I'm never going to be in the position I was in again. Once I hit a certain cash number, then I was going to go out and start buying and holding. And now we have 48 units, which honestly is nothing compared to where I should be and what I want. My goal is in the next 9 years to have 5,000 units and I will 100 freaking percent get there. I'm not going to get there with singles. It's going to be with apartment investing. So my next piece to this whole business is building it out. But let me run by you what I think you should do when you're starting out. So depending on where you are, how old you are, and how long you're in the business, I firmly freaking believe that you have to add in rental portfolios into your business, cash flowing properties that you're going to be living on when you're older. That's going to be your retirement. That's going to be a legacy that you can leave to your family. So if you're fixing and flipping a wholesaling, what I would like to see you guys do is for every 3 or 4 properties that you fix and flip, buy one, use some of the profits from your wholesaling and fixing and flipping, put it down and buy a rental and start playing Monopoly, buying these rentals, take them in and eventually trade them out for bigger properties or keep them in your portfolio. If you have 10, 20, 30, 50 of these things, 100 of these things, think about that. 100 properties earning you $3,000 a month, depending on where you're at. I know if you're in Ohio, $3,000 a month is like a 100-unit apartment building. But if you're in Long Island, you know, $3,000 a month is an average single-family home at $300,000. And so, you know, think about having 100 of those at $3,000 a pop after taxes and insurance. You know, you might have, you know, $2,200 each on each property times 100. That's real money on a monthly basis that you're going to be living off of. So for every 3-4 properties that you pick up, wholesale, and renovate, you want to buy one to keep. Now, what's the process? What do you look for on the retail, on the holdings rather, on the rentals? So there's a rule of thumb for everything, right? There's a rule of thumb, which is the baseline to give you a quick down and dirty. And then there's what are you going to be happy with making with the returns that you're looking for. So the general rule of thumb, and this again, it's not a hard and fast, it's a rule of thumb. You want to earn, the property should bring you in at least 1% off of what your acquisition price is plus your closing costs, right? So if you're buying a property for, let's just call it $150,000, you want to have at least minimum $1,500 a month coming in gross into your account as rent each and every month. I look for more than that. I look for about 1.25. Simply because in the Northeast, the taxes eat up a huge portion of your rental income. So in the Northeast, I run at about a 1.25. So now we're doing properties month in and month out. The guys are getting in 8, 12, 16 properties a month between New York and New Jersey. We came down considerably after COVID simply because the market got a lot tighter. We're still doing a lot of deals, but not nearly as much as pre-COVID. But even with the deals we're doing, how do I determine what is going to be a buy and hold and what is going to be a fix and flip? So they give you the first rule of thumb. It's 1 to 1.25. The second rule of thumb, if it's a multifamily, hold it. You're buying that thing at the right number, hold it. So for instance, we just got a property up in Irvington, New Jersey. And we got it at a number, which I think, you know, we're basically the house we stole it. It needs a lot of work, but it's $93,500. It's a two-family, two-one on the first floor and a 1-1 on the second floor. The property, because we have our own construction company here, is going to run us about $45,000. If we had to sub everything out, it would probably be about $65,000. So it's about a $45,000 renovation to bring this property up to par. But, you know, once we buy it, close on it, fix it, let's just round it up to $150,000, $155,000. The property is going to bring in close to $3,000 a month. That's two times my investment. To me, that's a no-brainer. Right, we were gonna take the property, convert it over, put it in the market, sell it for $285,000. I could have walked out with $90,000-$100,000. I'm gonna be walking out now with cash flow every single month. So if you're fixing and flipping, if you're wholesaling, you want to definitely consider getting into the buy and hold. And so I told you about the 1% rule, and there's another rule that if you look it up online, you know there's a lot of guys that are doing this business talk about. It's called the BRRR method, B-R-R-R-R. So that stands for buying the property. You go out, you buy the property. So if you're using private money, you want to buy the property at a number to where you could buy it for 70% of the ARV, less your repair costs. That's the number you want to be all in for. Because once you buy it and you renovate it and you rent it, again, you go into the 1% to 1.25% rent rule, then you're going to refinance it. And when you refinance it, this is where if you buy it right, with the BRRR strategy, if you buy it at the right number and you have the right debt service ratio, which a lot of the banks look for 1.15 to 1.25, if you have those numbers in line, you're going to be able to buy these properties and then cash out and basically, in essence, be in the property for zero of your own dollars, right? Use a monopoly money. You're going to be taking out your hard money lenders, your private lenders, or if it was your own cash, you'll be putting that cash back in your pocket. If you have any down payment or construction money that you had in, you're going to be getting, if you buy right, a majority, if not all of that money back. Now, what happens? You might now have a property that you're all in at 75 cents on the dollar after the repair costs. You have 25% equity in the property. You might be cash flowing at $300-$500 a month in your pocket every month. You're getting depreciation on your tax returns. You're getting the interest write-off. There is so many more benefits to buying and holding than fixing and flipping. The only benefit of fixing and flipping is the fact that you get large chunks of cash, but the shit-ass downfall to that is that you're going to be paying the absolute highest amount in taxes, period. So if you are a fix and flipper, if you are a wholesaler, and you want to minimize your tax base, and we're getting into another section. We did the 1% rule. We did the Burr rule. Now we're going to get into the hold on to as much money rule. If you're going to be fixing and flipping and wholesaling, you definitely want to add in buying and holding for one main for two reasons: the cash flow and the appreciation as the property grows, and more importantly, the amount, the fact that you can actually write off everything on that property that you can according to the IRS rules and regulations, and depreciate and bonus depreciation and write off the interest and drive down the amount that you're going to be paying Uncle Sam at the end of the year. And so that strategy, if played the right way, and I'm not there yet where I'm not paying any tax in the States, but I have friends that they have a killer fix and flip business, and they have an absolute beast of a buy and hold business, and the buy and hold business offsets all their gains on the fix and flip. And in essence, at the end of the year, they're paying in some cases zero, in some cases they get money back, and a lot of them are paying very, very little in income tax. I'm not there yet because my portfolio is not big enough. But like I said in the beginning, 5,000 is my number. Five, I'm putting it out there. Within 9 years, you're going to be seeing me do this. And as I start acquiring and as I start gathering, I'm going to be posting and showing you guys what I'm doing and how I'm doing it, just like I did with the wholesale business and the renovation business. So again, this is Billy Alvaro. We're going to be hard and fast with these podcasts from Puerto Rico. This whole thing is about buying and holding versus fixing and flipping. You learned about the 1% rule, the 1.25. You learned about the Burr rule, and you learned about the depreciation, the fact that you want to keep these properties in because it really is going to offset your income that you're gaining on your fix and flip, and to where you could basically pay little to no tax. That is it. I'm Billy Alvaro, the Unstoppable BA. Remember, hit me up online. Find me on Instagram, the Unstoppable BA. Same thing with Facebook. YouTube, these videos drop every single week on YouTube. So if you want to watch instead of listen, head over to YouTube. I have the interviews. I have this. I have some strategies, some secrets, some tools and tricks. If you want to figure out and utilize the tools that we utilize, go to billysecrets.com. On there, we have links to all the various tools that we utilize that I've been using in my business. We have the Deal Machine, which is a killer app that you can download on your phone. And you can basically take a picture of a property, and it tells you who the owner is. It tells you what their telephone number is, if it's vacant, if it's a tax lien, if it's an estate, if they passed away. You can hit another button. It automatically sends out mailers for you. There's a whole, I think there's some sort of a bonus system in there. If you buy it through my link with dealmachine.com, it's on there. Hit that link. I think they give you 50% off your first purchase, or I don't know what the hell it is, but it's something for my listener base. And, you know, you want to send out direct mail other than and that, there's another service on there. And anything you need tool-wise that we use and that my associates use, it's going to be on that link, billysecrets.com. And if you want to learn, grow, or scale your business and even invest with me, go to billyalvaro.com. On there, you could fill out that form and we will get back to you. If you want to JV, I have a sick program, JV with BA. We do a lot of business with a lot of people nationally. We have a couple of studs and studsette in the Northeast right now that are crushing it with us, that we are doing JV renovations with. We're doing JV wholesale with. We have a killer back-end system in the New York, New Jersey area for co-wholesaling. So if you're in the Northeast, you want to get involved, you want to start partnering up with Billy Alvaro and his team, hit me up, billyalvaro.com, on social media. Check me out. Do your thing. And again, Puerto Rico, I'm sweating. This is the end of the podcast. Hard and heavy, good tidbits of information. I hope these strategies help you if you're going to start getting into the buy and hold. Remember, 1% to 1.25, BRRR. You want to utilize it and utilize that depreciation to offset your income on your active real estate business. Peace out, guys. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Unstoppable Real Estate Investing Wealth. My mission is to give you, my listeners, the blueprint for success, the insider secrets for starting, growing, and scaling your real estate investing business so you can experience and live the unstoppable lifestyle. I've made it simple for you. To catapult yourself to success, go to billysecrets.com. That's B-I-L-L-Y-S, secrets.com. There you will find every single tool, tip, trick, strategy, system, and secret used to make millions of dollars as a real estate investor. Everything my team uses and my guests use, all in one place for you to tap into so you can start, grow, and scale your real estate investing business. I really hope you implement what you're learning. I hope you utilize these tools, tips, tricks, strategies, and secrets. And I hope to see you on the next episode. God bless. Bye-bye.